A deadly garage fire claimed a woman's life in Oakland's Fruitvale neighborhood a few weeks ago. Neighbors on 26th Avenue say the unhoused woman was living in the unit despite the unsafe living conditions that ultimately led to her death. Maria de Los Angeles, who lives across the street, recalls watching the garage burn. She speaks through an interpreter.
So nobody deserves that. We deserve housing that's dignified and habitable. And also folks that have housing, that have that privilege, also, we also deserve that our property owners do the repairs that they need to make sure that our housing is also habitable.
De Los Angeles herself is struggling with the aftermath of what she calls slumlord practices that contributed to an electrical fire in her 5-unit building that left it uninhabitable for months. Members of the group Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment, or AACE, say the tragedy points a finger at California's ongoing housing crisis. And despite California Governor Gavin Newsom's lofty promise to build 1 million new affordable units by 2030, housing advocates say the budget numbers don't add up to meet those goals. Organizers from AACE, along with a panel of Oakland community members and representatives, gathered at the site of the fire to give Governor Newsom a stern message.
Governor Newsom, you're not even on track to fulfill the revised promise to build 1 million homes by 2030.
That's Carver Cordes, who lives in a nearby artist loft space owned by the corporate real estate company Madison Park Financial. Cordes and the landlord have been at the center of a dispute involving rent control at live workspaces, which have historically been exempt.
Let's be clear, the housing crisis in California is man-made. The result of policies that were written by corporate landlords and developers to have monopolized and hoarded up the housing market.
AACE is one of the groups that are organizing to keep Newsom focused on the issue. The 1 Million Homes Coalition is staging protests up and down the state to draw attention to what appears to be a discrepancy between political promises and stark reality. They say less than 1% of California's general fund dollars have gone to housing and homelessness programs, while the state spends 6 times that on its prison system. The state's budget for the 24-25 fiscal year slashed some funding from key homelessness and affordable housing programs, although the state also slashed funding from prison and healthcare spending programs to address the state's gaping multi-billion dollar budget deficit. The coalition also criticizes Newsom's call to sweep unhoused encampment sites and say his efforts to address the homelessness crisis are missing the mark. Jennifer Bruhard represents District 2 on the Oakland School Board. She says she's seen students fail to flourish because of housing issues, and she's looking at Newsom.
And this is just wrong. And again, it's this guy right here. If you're going to talk about housing and unhoused problems, fund it and make these homes stable.
Last week, Newsom signed 7 new housing bills that are part of a larger 32 bipartisan bill package and seeks to address some of the problems highlighted by the coalition, including using Prop 1 funding to create housing for veterans and holding municipalities accountable for meeting state housing standards. Oakland City Council member Noel Gallo of District 5 said housing is a top priority and the city is trying to meet the people's needs, but it's not easy. In the case of De Los Angeles' building that has been without electricity for months, Gallo says he's speaking with PG&E and the landlord to get the place fixed. He's communicating with the landlord of the storage unit that caught fire and the fire marshal to expedite repairs and get more information. Gallo defended the city's achievements in bringing more affordable housing to the community, citing a successful 300-unit senior housing program, a soon-to-be-constructed teacher housing project, new affordable housing units at the site of the deadly ghost ship warehouse disaster, and other projects.
But the issue becomes about money, resources, and we do need to get the state to be more supportive of Oakland. It's an emergency that we have in this city.
Newsom campaigned on the promise to save the state from the housing crisis in what he has called a moonshot. And while he has done more than previous state leaders, some analysts say that's only because the bar was too low. According to a statement from UCLA's Luskin School of Public Affairs, while the administration has struggled to fulfill pledges, the number of affordable homes built in recent years has nonetheless significantly increased. The 1 Million Homes Coalition also held a protest outside the Capitol in Sacramento. That rally was helmed by recently evicted residents of Camp Resolution, an unhoused encampment community that was cleared by authorities in August. I'm Teresa Wersbianska, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.